the email I have in front of me here says you've been involved in so many things, the Agricultural Society, the Fall Fairs, and an egg program as well. So tell me a little bit about your work within the community.
Well, it all got started when I was a dairy farmer, and I was on the dairy committee at that time, and we wanted to make sure that the schools were getting good products. So we got that milk program started, and that was, that was in the 70s. And so it started that way with me. And of course, you're busy as a dairy farmer, so you don't have a lot of time to get into organizations. And then about 20 years ago, my son wasn't going to be a dairy farmer, but we were farmers, and I wanted him to stay with the farm, but he wasn't interested in being a dairy farmer, so we became egg farmers. And built a new egg barn and switched quotas. We sold our dairy quota and we got into egg quota. And then I had a little more time, because you do have more time when you're an egg farmer as opposed to a dairy farmer. And so I started getting involved in a lot of organizations. And because I was involved with Egg Farmers of Ontario, and of course in Perth County and really all the counties in Southern Ontario, I started a program called the Egg in School Program. So we have hard-boiled eggs that our companies can make. They're already shelled. They're boiled and shelled and packed, and really a nice product for schools. So we got into the school egg program, and was sponsored as free of charge. And so through Nutrition for Learning in some counties, and everybody calls it a little bit differently, we started delivering hard-boiled peeled eggs to schools. And it worked out so well that the program started growing so fast and so big that we had to go out and start getting corporate sponsorship, because Egg Farmers of Ontario were only going to spend so much money from their budgets on it. So that got me involved in that big time. And we were very successful. We had all kinds of companies. Once we approached them, told them about the program, we said we had platinum levels, gold levels, silver levels, whatever they wanted to get as far as money goes into the program. And it became very successful that way. And so that was really one of the programs I started. And it continues to go on. We went to Waterloo County, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, too, from my area here. And we do all of Perth County schools, went to Oxford County a bit. And I think there's even some up Exeter way and in Huron County. And so it's kind of, it took off. And that was one program I was involved with. I'm involved with the Agricultural Society in Stratford, which runs a fall fair. And that's been on hold for about a year and a half now, too. And always supported 4-H. I was a 4-H leader at one time. And involved with that, I'm also involved with the Optimist Club of Shakespeare. So we do a lot of drive-through dinners now, because we can't have them in a hall. So we support the community and the schools in our area with money through fundraising that we do with the meals right now. And of course, I'm also involved on a volunteer basis with the hospice program in Stratford. We have a new hospice, and we have what we call a traveling hospice program. So I take people out, and right now we can't do that either, so we can just visit over the phone. But people that are in maybe end-of-life situations, and so we become a counselor, and I took a course, and I'm a counselor through that. And seeing different people right now through Zoom and that type of thing. And what else am I involved in? I'm involved with the Alzheimer's Society. I'm a board member on. I have been for the last 7 years. The Alzheimer's Society of Stratford, Perth County. I have been involved with for, like I said, 7 years on the board of Alzheimer's, and always had an interest in helping people with dementia and Alzheimer's, and I've learned a lot, and I've also hopefully helped a lot of people with getting programs going. And obviously, we have a lot of staff, and so we work together on that and make policies for staff and get programs going and that type of thing.
So when do you sleep? It seems like you're kind of helping out everybody. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably, you and I talked about Martin Ritz, but I don't think I'm quite as busy as he is. But, oh, and we also supply eggs to lots of organizations. And when I talk about my friend Martin Ritzma, he has been involved with ShelterLink in Stratford, which helps youth that maybe don't have a home or maybe are in a home that's not in a good situation. And so we take hard-boiled and actually shell eggs into them that they can actually have breakfast and snacks and everything with free eggs that egg farmers do supply. And that's been a good thing. We also go to a lot of the like the local food co-op here in town. House of Blessing, we've been taking 45 dozen a week to the House of Blessing in Stratford, and that's, of course, a food bank. And Salvation Army, we're involved taking, and these are all free eggs. They're free from the standpoint of being either hard-boiled or shell eggs, whatever they require. And it's so nice to be able to see people come in and get a product that we know is good nutrition, and it's also helping promote the name of egg farmers too. So it's really been working out well for sure.
Now, we've all been dealing with COVID the last, I don't even know how long it's been now. It seems like a very long time.
But, yeah.
How has that kind of changed how you've been, you know, approaching situations with volunteering over the last year and a bit?
Yeah, volunteering changed with everybody once COVID hit. Of course, with vaccinations ongoing right now, things might start to open up. But for the last year and a half, really, everything's been done either by Zoom or it's, you know, been done over the phone. Or at first, everything shut down, and now we're actually able to run programs through Zoom or through not being in person meetings. And so we've been able to, you know, get along and we've been able to cope a little bit. But as far as seeing people that are involved in the traveling hospice program, I used to be able to take some people out or take them to a park and have lunch and all that kind of stuff together. And just so they could get out, but we can't do that anymore. I think it's going to start opening up soon, but with vaccinations and everything, it probably will. But right now, it's still a either a phone call, or if the person can go on Zoom, we do Zoom and that type of thing. But it, yeah, COVID has changed a lot of things, that's for sure.
And I guess my last question is, you know, you've listed your accomplishments. Is there one that you're the most proud of?
I think probably in starting that school aid program is probably one of the ones that I'm most proud of, because there was nothing like that before. And a lot of people discovering what hard-boiled eggs, peeled and ready to eat, are so nutritious. And I think because I started the program quite a few years ago, I think that's probably one of the most I'm proud of, although they're all very important. I'm involved with our athletic association in Shakespeare, and that involves a lot of sports teams. And it's nice to make sure that people get out and enjoy exercise. But I probably the most I'm proud of is that school aid program for sure.
Well, I appreciate you speaking with me today.